Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I love MBS. I've always enjoyed playing with him. He's one of my favorite teammates of all time. He is a really special guy. And I think MBS can still really play. You saw last year when he was in New Orleans. He had opportunities. He had a lot of big touchdowns. He can still run. I think MBS wants to be on an active roster. So if there wasn't an opportunity here for that, then I guess he's waiting for something else. But I don't fault him. I love MBS. And whether he's here or somewhere else, I'm always pulling for him.
That's Aaron Rodgers talking about his old pal Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who now is a member of the Steelers practice squad. NFL trade deadline today at 4. Is Marquez Valdez-Scantling going to be the only addition to the Steelers wide receiver room? I hope not. I like MVS. I think he's a useful player. I think he adds depth. I think he makes Rodgers feel better because he's got a pal around. But the Ravens have improved. They got an edge rusher last night who has 4.5 sacks his last 4 games and has more pressures than anybody on their roster. That is an upgrade. MVS would only be an upgrade because of how bad the Steelers wide receiver core is outside of DK Metcalf, but would not be a substantial enough upgrade for me to think the Steelers' ceiling changes. If you got a Jacoby Myers, I think the ceiling changes. If you get Jalen Waddle, I think you could win a couple of playoff games. What do you think? 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Billy Bob Thornton, one of my favorite dudes of all time because he dated Halle Berry back in the day. Is Billy Bob Thornton a handsome man? I never looked at Billy Bob Thornton and thought, that's a handsome man.
I've never looked at any man and said, that's a handsome man.
Probably the response I deserve there. 412-928-9370. Eric in Cleveland, Ohio. Eric, is Billy Bob Thornton a handsome man?
I would say no.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Good for him pulling Halle Berry in the early 2000s. I'm sure you want to talk about football, though.
Halle Berry is banging. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, guys, I love the show, first-time caller.
Thank you.
And I realize that I may be dreaming on this wide receiver number two that I have, but in my eyes, I think that they should take a wild shot at Jameson Williams from the Lions. They have the depth, I think. I mean, I realize that Jameson probably is a decoy for Amon-Ra getting open. He's having a great year. But they have a little bit of depth behind Jameson. And if I realize also that the Dolphins are a hot mess right now, so, you know, maybe Waddle is the answer. But I would take a shot at him and just see what they say. I haven't heard his name come up at all. We've been...
Eric, I don't know, A, why they would do that, but let's talk this out a little bit more, just for bleeps and giggles. If they would, I doubt that they would want to move him for a draft pick. I think you'd have to give a piece back in return because they are in buyer territory more than selling territory, wouldn't they be?
I agree. Okay, so the last couple weeks and even last year, I may speak for most Steeler fans, maybe even yourself, but Roman Wilson has driven me nuts.
I thought he was on the up and up until he did one of the dumbest things I've ever seen on a football field on Sunday.
God, dude. My 11-year-old jumped up and was screaming.
There was not much to be mad about on Sunday, Eric, but that one drove me up a wall.
I couldn't believe it. I think that might have been my final straw with him. I don't know what he was doing. He didn't have to do any of that. He had the first down. What are we doing here? We're trying to make a play. I don't know. I would throw his name out there. And just see, I don't know, maybe I know it's a dream, but Jameson Williams on our offense, I think, would open it up big time. I would give
I'd give
a third for Waddle, and for Myers, I'm skeptical about him. I don't think I'd give anything more than a fourth, you know, just to see.
He's good, not great. Same way I feel about DK Metcalf. They're totally different players, but I think he is the kind of precise route runner that would jive right away with Aaron Rodgers. 412-928-9370. He married Angelina Jolie? What the hell? He got Halle Berry and Angelina Jolie? Or have I conflated the two and now I'm a little racist? 412-928-9370.
Boy, you just...
Walking into him today, Harry.
You're just... having a great day.
That's what I was going to say in the last segment, but you cut me off. You off the air. You have a tough job today because I am sick, I'm cranky, and you are trying to keep me on the straight and narrow. You're having a hell of a time with it, but it's not your fault. Let's go to Paul in Pittsburgh next up, wanting to talk deadline. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you? I wouldn't give up a lot of draft capital for a guy like Jacoby Myers. I think the draft class next year is pretty deep. I think we need somebody to win the third and three routes. You know, DK coming over the middle a couple times has some drop issues that, you know, lead to us not sustaining drives. I'd look at somebody, I know he's a bit older. I know the Vikings just traded for him, but, you know, somebody like a Hunter Renfro, Adam Thielen or Hunter Renfro, third and three, you're going to get him the ball. You know, not a huge run after catch guy, but just someone to sustain drives is what we're lacking right now in this offense.
I wasn't listening at all, Paul. I'm sorry. I was looking up Billy Bob Thornton.
Crowley. Why are you so obsessed with that?
They had a sex scene in a movie together, Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry did, and thus a lot of people, because it was so realistic, thought that they did date in real life. They didn't, but he did marry Angelina Jolie. So it's still the same question. Is Billy Bob Thornton attractive? Because Angelina Jolie is.
Paul called back.
Well, he should have called back. Hi, Paul. Sorry about that. You can ask your question again.
No, you're good. Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, with the drops that DK has on, like, these short third and threes and things like that, we need someone that's going to go over the middle and catch the ball, like a possession receiver. Not really a run-after-catch guy that DK is. You know, third and three, you know, get in Adam Thielen. You know, I know they just traded him.
Well, I think Jacoby Myers could be that guy, Paul. I think he is more of a possession guy.
I just don't think it's worth the draft capital with how deep the draft is next year with receivers to give up a third round.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just wondering, like, why do I care? Like, why do I care about next year right now? You've already been pot committed by getting all these free agent and trade acquisitions. Okay. Why not just dip your toes? You're dipping your toes in now. Why not just dive right in head first?
I mean, offensively, we're young, right? However, defensively, we're pretty old. I'm just saying, I don't think the need that with the draft capital that we have, you know, Hayward's older, T.J. Watt's 30, Jalen Ramsey's old, Darius Slay. There's going to be pieces we need to fill, so I don't want to give up draft capital for that. I'm looking for something that, you know, just someone to get that third and three, you know, to sustain drive, somebody that's going to go over the middle, take a hit, you know, get hit by a linebacker or whoever it may be. That's
someone called really up yesterday and said Darius Slayton, who's a good player, I like him, but he had one of the most egregious drops I've ever seen on a late would-be garbage time touchdown pass from Jackson Dart. So he's also not the biggest guy in the world. Miss me on him. Yeah, what?
So you said you're not worried about next season now? That 2 weeks ago you were asking who the next quarterback was going to be for the Steelers next season.
Well, sometimes things change, Harry. Like, none of these quarterbacks have been good. Like, are you excited about John Mateer? No. Lenora Sellers, I just can't quit because he threw a 70-yard pass into the back of the end zone, but also looked horrific otherwise.
Well, why are we talking about, we could talk about drafting a receiver who could be around. We could talk about acquiring a receiver who could be around.
Or that's what I'm saying.
So we should ask the question. I defend Paul there. That's a good point.
Paul's worried about giving up draft capital because he could draft a wide receiver next year. I'm using the draft capital to get the wide receiver who's proven this year. What do you think? 412-928-9370. And here's another question. Are the Steelers good enough to be giving up draft capital in your mind? Like, how good do you think this team is now? What is their ceiling now? And would another wide receiver dramatically change their ceiling? We'll get into that coming up next. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What do you think the Steelers' ceiling is, and would trading for a legitimate number two wide receiver greatly improve that ceiling? 412-928-9370. I think Jakobi Meyers could help buy you a playoff win. I think Jaden Waddle could get you into the AFC Championship game. How about that? How's that for a take? My God, I've been all over the place today. I'm not feeling great. Sort of spiraling out of control. So much so that I just walked over into the corner of our studio and found some donuts, frosted chocolate donuts, that they're older than Ron Cook. And I still ate half the package. They taste like cardboard. But I needed something for a little pick-me-up. Meanwhile, Harry Callis and Chris Mueller are arguing in the YouTube chat about whether or not Harry would make for a good president.
No.
And Harry is going, just listing amendments, listing his bona fides, his understanding of the United States Constitution. The No Quartering Act was mentioned.
That's the Third Amendment.
And I have absolutely no control over what's happening right now.
Okay, don't look at me. Look at me real quick, Crowley. Just keep your eyes off your screen. Very good. What are the first five amendments?
I'm not playing this game. I have a headache.
What are the three branches of government?
Judicial, executive, legislative.
What are the first five amendments?
Right to bear arms, freedom of speech, religion, all that fun jazz. 412-928-9370.
Real quick. Yeah. Malzi said he would not vote for me for president. That's what we're arguing about.
You're not even old enough to be president.
That's so true. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong.
Bide time. You'll win the next Green Tree city council election.
Without running, because again, I can't campaign, can't run.
And then you'll move your way up from there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Top four amendments, and then all that fun jazz. 412-928- 9370. I'm finally old enough to be president.
You don't know the Fifth Amendment, the right to remain silent? I thought you would have got that one. Plead the Fifth. You ever heard of that?
I have. Why don't you practice it right now? I think the Steelers are a good football team in a wide open football conference. And if you're going to spend the money and the draft capital to add a DK Metcalf this offseason, if you're going to add a 41-year-old quarterback, if you're going to add Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, among others, you have to look around the conference right now and say, hey, we went for it before. Why don't we, instead of just dipping our toes into this sucker, dive headfirst into the deep end of the pool? And if that means giving up a second-round draft pick, if they'd accept that for Jaden Waddle, then do it. You have a 41-year-old quarterback who's playing top 10 quarterback level in the NFL right now. I mean, he's ninth in quarterback rating. He's third in touchdowns. The offense is knocking on the door for being a top 10 offense in the NFL. Why not push this sucker over the top? And I think if you got Jaden Waddle, the way the offensive line has improved, the way we saw the defense actually play, the way they were supposed to play on Sunday, I think they'd have a shot to make some noise in the playoffs. Now, I thought Kansas City was back. I thought Kansas City was going to run roughshod over the league and find their way back to the AFC Championship game. And I'm by no means ruling them out, but I mean, they got a tough road to hoe here. You look at Kansas City's schedule. I look at Buffalo and their Josh Allen and their Cook and their not much else. Ed Oliver's out. He's their best defensive player. I don't think they're special. You beat the other top two teams in the AFC, the Colts and the Patriots. Why not? To say nothing of the Baltimore Ravens being 3-5, and they're trying to improve. They're going for it. They traded a draft pick for an edge rusher yesterday. I think the Steelers' ceiling could greatly improve if they got a Jakobi Meyers or if they got a Jalen Waddle, and so I'd do it. And here's the dirty little secret. You can keep those guys around, too. You would have Jaden Waddle and Jakobi Meyers. I'd be willing to pay. So if you're worried about the future, oh no, a third-round draft pick, oh no, a second-round draft pick, Jakobi Meyers doesn't have to be a rental. 412-928-9370. I don't remember why, but we were talking about Billy Bob Thornton in the last segment, and I said that he married Halle Berry when it turns out he actually married Angelina Jolie, which then had me asking the question, is Billy Bob Thornton an attractive man? Which incited a ton of response on the text line, including this. Hey, women have lots of reasons for hanging out with guys that are not attractive. The most important one has nothing to do with money. Do we think they're referring to sense of humor, Harry? I hope they're referring to sense of humor.
Maybe.
Can
well,
I?
Wait, no, there's something else.
See, I thought you weren't listening. I thought you were just debating Mulsey on the YouTube chat again.
Nope. They might hanging out with or like hooking up because the hookup part would, I mean, you could have a bad face, but.
All right, go back to pleading
the
fifth.
Blue juice sized.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you. A little heavy handed there. Texter, can someone tell Crowley it's Jalen Waddle, not Jaden? I know it's Jalen Waddle. I got a stuffy nose. Everyone's a critic today.
Four periods. Jaden.
Yeah, three that the Penguins play and the one that I'm on right now.
You got
now.
Swept by Southside Jake today. You didn't use me as a lifeline. You suck.
412-928-9370. Texter, Steelers are going all in. Same thing we have faulted the Pirates for not doing all these years. Yeah, exactly right. I look at the AFC right now and nobody scares me. Now, the Steelers, they've shown that they can lose to any team in the NFL. When you go on the road and you lose to Cincinnati, a team that has lost to the Jets and the Bears in back-to-back weeks, you can lose to any team in the NFL. You lose to the Packers. That's a good football team, but they, at home, lose to the upstart Carolina Panthers. You lose to Seattle, there's nothing embarrassing about that, but you can lose to anybody. I also think because you've got Aaron Rodgers playing at such a high level, you can probably beat almost anybody right now, too. In the AFC, certainly. If you're scared of the Ravens right now, you haven't watched the Ravens. If you're scared of the Chiefs, well, that's because of what they've done in the past, not because of what they're doing right now. And if you're scared of the Bills, you're scared of Josh Allen, and that's it. Now, Josh Allen come in here and beat you by himself. But it becomes harder for him to do that if you add a legitimate number two wide receiver. The Steelers' offense probably played its worst game on Sunday. I think it's arguable. They put up 24 points off of turnovers, but even Rodgers admitted after the game that they should have put up 35 or 42. I agree with that. DK Metcalf has been taken out of things the last 3 weeks. He's got 10 catches for 111 yards. You need to free him up a little bit. The tight end thing is fun, and it's unique, and I do think you need to do unique things to win in the NFL in 2025, and it's a different look than most teams will give you. That being said, how sustainable is it for your 41-year-old quarterback to only throw it to tight ends and one wide receiver? I'll answer my own question. It ain't. So go get a guy. Because Rodgers deserves it. Rodgers came in here probably thinking he would have to be an element for why the Steelers would win football games. He's been the biggest reason why the Steelers are 5-3 and in first place. Throw the guy a bone. A bone that's bigger than just Marquez Valdez-Scantling. 412-928-9370. Texter, Adam, you and Billy Bob Thornton kind of look alike. Is that true, Harry? He's not listening. He's talking to somebody.
Sorry, it's Andrew Lindbergh's fault. He's asked me about my Halloween costume from Friday.
Oh, you mean Doc from Back to the Future? 412-928-9370. We've got Jason LaConfora coming up next. Our Odyssey NFL insider. What's the asking price for a lot of these wide receivers? Adam Schefter said that Rashid Shaheed would cost a third. Is that what Jason is hearing? And does Jason think that the move that the Ravens made yesterday to add Draymond Jones from Tennessee is a needle mover? We'll get into all that with Jason when we come back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Rodgers gonna air it out. There he is, Valdez Scantling for the touchdown. Right on cue. He's got his second of the year, 52 yards, and Rodgers just let it fly and knew he had an easy six.
Soon to be joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Listen to Wanna Bet now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. A texter writes in, Crowley, you sound a little agitated today. Are you? And I hope the rest of your day is better. Yes, and thank you.
You do sound agitated. That's what I was saying.
I am agitated. People are saying I sound like Starkey Jr., which I take as a compliment, but I'm not sure it was intended that way. Jason joins us now. How's the podcast going, Jason?
Going well. Could have used one more reception and 5 yards out of McBride last night, and was on the Arizona money line, but got a little greedy, looking for 3 passing touchdowns out of Jacoby Brissett, which, I mean, wasn't out of the question, but a lot of Champions League action today. We're crushing the Champions League. You're bored at work, looking for something to watch this afternoon. Check out WannaBet at noon on my Twitter or YouTube. We'll get you set for 12:45 kickoffs.
Maybe it was just the specter of Logan Wilson being added to that defense last night that kept the Cardinals from scoring a little bit more. So the Bengals make a trade. They ship him out of town to Dallas. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Ravens, Jason, they had an edge rusher yesterday, Jermont Jones from the Tennessee Titans. He has 4.5 sacks the last four games. More pressures on the season than anybody currently on the Ravens roster. How big of a needle mover do you think that is for them?
I mean, is he better than Kyle Van Noy right now? I mean, probably. He's not going to be playing with Jeffrey Simmons anymore. He doesn't have Arden Key on the other side. And I would just say, I think Adafe Owe, who the Ravens traded for a replacement level safety, is better than this guy. I mean, Owe had 10 sacks here last year in this scheme where not everybody's been able to get him. And Owe's got 4 sacks in less than a month with the Chargers. So, I mean, I think it's deck chairs on the Titanic a little bit from the defensive side, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And Peter and Paul are both, you know, going to payday loans, trying to get more money themselves. Like, neither one is a strength. I mean, the secondary hasn't been a strength, and the D-line hasn't been a strength. So you're trading one of your more capable D-linemen to get a safety who can keep people aligned. And then now you're trying to replace the edge you traded, who wasn't really a pass rusher. I get it, but he did have 10 sacks with you last year. You know, they're not going to be able to replace Matabike, and that's the loss that's been devastating. I think they kind of are who they are. Will they add a D tackle today? I'm sure they will. Will it be a needle mover, a difference maker? No, because their internal numbers are telling them we're not really a Super Bowl contender this year, and our billionaire overlord really loves us hoarding draft picks and comp picks because it's cheap labor. And they don't like to pry, you know, they don't like to part with those. And when you've got a Howie Roseman out there or a Brandon Bean out there who really are in Super Bowl or bust mode, and they're willing to treat threes in a very different way. They treat their threes like DaCosta treats his sixes.
Yes.
So good luck with that.
Like you're saying, I mean, the Eagles, they trade a third round pick to the Dolphins for Jalen Phillips. The Dolphins are general managerless. Are they open for business regarding one Jalen Waddle, perhaps, in your mind,
yeah,
Jason?
They're open for business, you know, on whatever you like. I think Chubb is gone. I mean, wrote in the Washington Post this weekend, I mean, IGM's telling me, you know, there's the over-under on Dolphins trades is 3.5. And like, we're not talking insignificant trades. And they're telling me they're going to eat money to make these, to get guys out of that locker room, to start changing the culture and weeding things out and getting as much of a blank slate and as many picks as possible for that next regime, which, don't get it twisted, will include a new head coach as well. I think they're going to eat money on Minka to try to get something happening there. I don't know. Going to probably have to eat a lot, but you look at what they ate on Phillips, who's a better player than him right now, and you got to think that they're highly motivated. So, they'll tear it down to the studs.
Seems like the asking prices, at least everything I've seen out there, is really high on these wide receivers. Is that what you're hearing too, Jason?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, trying to get the equivalent of a high two, you know, for Jakobi Meyers. Hey, if you're a playoff team and we think you're picking in the 20s, we want your 3+. Like, and I don't think that's going to happen. At the end of the day, Mark Davis and Tom Brady are going to sit there and say, what are we doing here? We got a 74-year-old head coach. We don't have a quarterback. We don't have this treasure trove of draft picks to start restructuring ourselves. We let that 74-year-old talk us into a Band-Aid here and some bubble gum there instead of doing what they really should have done, right? Go get the quarterback of the future and sell out to get the quarterback of the future. So we're at least a year behind on that process. The interesting one would be if he wasn't playing so terribly, what could you do? How much of Geno could you eat to try to get him somewhere? Because that's going to happen in the offseason. And I don't really see a match right now for him in season. And Max Crosby, you know, there'll be a lot of talk there. But, like, yeah, a lot of people like the other tight end, the Mayer kid. They were telling people, no, we're a 12-personnel team. We want to have him and Bowers because Bowers is coming back. And Bowers came back and finally looked like Bowers. But, I think Jakobi Meyers will be gone. I think a couple other guys will be gone. Not sure if it'll be Max Crosby. My suspicion is no. But there'll be plenty of other, you know, edge guys who are gone.
Jason Lockenfora joining us here. He's our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I'm going to throw a couple of names out there, and you tell me if you think that they will remain on their current team, Jason, or if they'll get traded. It's a complicated game. Do you understand?
I got it.
Okay, very good. Calvin Ridley.
Gone.
Rashid Shaheed.
Gone. Price got to come down, but gone. I think he and Cooks are both gone. There's a lot of interest in those New Orleans wide receivers, and it's not just Olave.
Olave's probably staying put then, huh?
I think the other two go, and he probably stays.
Okay. Deebo Samuel now with what's going on with the Commanders.
Going to have to eat, but I don't know why that billionaire wouldn't after their horrible offseason. But who's really, like, who's looking at him as a difference? Like, who's looking at him saying that puts us over the top? Like,
right.
But I'll still say he's gone.
Anybody else I'm missing that might be out there that hasn't been discussed as much?
Well, I mean, look, I think Washington, you know, Ertz. I mean, I don't think it's just going to stop at Deebo. I mean, like, do you want one of our offensive linemen? Like, I think they'll listen on any of that. I've been saying for a week now, based on what I'm hearing, that Trey Hendrickson is as good as gone. And I still firmly believe that. I think Breece Hall is absolutely gone. And I think the Jets will trade at least one defensive starter. I can't tell you which one because the prices are a little out of whack on all of them. You know, I do think Seattle trades Reek Wooten at the end of the day. You know, I think Seattle, Denver, Buffalo, one of them get a wide receiver. Kansas City's going to get a defensive lineman, probably a defensive lineman of some stature.
You think the Steelers wind up with a wide receiver, or is Marquez Valdes-Scantling their move?
I mean, I think it's entirely possible they still do something else within reason. I think they also, though, as you guys know, need to buttress the defense. So that may give them at least a little cover, and if it's one swing, I think it's probably going to be defense.
I don't know. Kyle Duggar out there looking like Troy Polamalu on Sunday, Jason.
Well, I'm thinking more up front.
Yeah. Jason, this was awesome. It always is. We really appreciate the time. Enjoy the deadline. Keep crushing the billionaire overlord, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always.
My man. Jason Lockenfora, one of the best. Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason's the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Remember to listen to Wanna Bet on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. So he thinks all those receivers pretty much are going to go. He's lukewarm at the best on Deebo Samuel. He thinks he could go, but he doesn't think he's a guy that could be a difference maker and push a team over the top. Well, then I'm scratching him off my list. Go get a considerable guy. The AFC stinks. You just beat the team with the best record in the AFC. You beat the other team that's now tied with that team. You're going to have Buffalo coming up. You're going to have to win some shootouts. Like, I'm not here thinking the Steelers defense all of a sudden turned the corner. Neither is Jason. Find a way to get another piece, a big-time piece, and win some shootouts. That's how you win in the playoffs. I mean, you need your defense to show up, but you're going to have to put up 30 points. And I don't think they're going to be able to do that consistently enough without another piece. And I think we're starting to see some of those warts show offensively. DK Metcalf, just 2 catches for 6 yards last week. You can listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, also Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at the 93.7thefan.com. contesting page. Your last chance to weigh in with us before the Steelers trade, before the deadline, and we'll see what the Steelers do. You can call us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Ricky Scoops, that dog on Twitter, who tends to break news before the NFL insiders break news. He says the Cowboys have an offer to the Dolphins for Minkah Fitzpatrick, but that would be the Cowboys' backup plan if they can't land a pass rusher. So the Cowboys collecting all the Steelers' trash, huh? Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Sure, that'll go well. They're terrible. I don't think a Minkah Fitzpatrick fixes that Cowboys' defense. Not by a long shot. And I don't think that Minkah and George Pickens got along all that well. Just responding to the conversation I had with Jason LaConfora in the last segment, he thinks the Steelers could be looking for some help up front. I just saw the snap counts for the tight ends on Sunday for the Steelers. Spencer Anderson played 7 snaps as the extra offensive tackle. He played 14 as a left guard because Seumalo got hurt. No wonder the Steelers couldn't run the football. They've run the ball really well out of that 6 big dude formation, 7 whenever you include Darnell Washington. You wonder if the Steelers might be interested in looking for guard help. I know they believe in Spencer Anderson, and I think he might wind up being a good guard in this league. But he's so valuable to the team with what he's been adding. Now, maybe Andrews Peak could be that guy. Maybe Calvin Anderson could be that extra guy on the opposite shoulder of Broderick Jones. But I wouldn't rule the Steelers getting some offensive line depth today. There's going to be a ton of wide receivers moving, though, according to Jason LaConfora. The Bills are going to be interested big time. The Bills need to give up a second-round pick. Hey, go get a guy. Go help Josh Allen. Actually, no, don't, because that would hurt the Steelers. One last text. The Chargers released Asante Samuel Jr. There's your decent secondary help. Yeah, he's coming off a significant back injury. Are we so sure they need corner help? I'm not crazy about Darius Slay, but they played much better in the secondary against a really good team last week. I know the wide receivers each had 100 yards, but I thought the Steelers had those guys locked down pretty well before that garbage time in the fourth quarter. All right, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of 57, a low of 37. Tomorrow, high of 61. Partly cloudy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.